Hey, Ken again, gotta rock. Let's talk shop. Let's talk bands and their businesses. What are you doing as a band to build your business? Are you just having a good time? That's cool. Are you serious? You know, that's really the question I'm asking, is if people are really serious. So I kind of put down a few things in my head here today that I wanted to just jaw about a little bit. Maybe some tips that could help you as a band improve on the business side of things. In areas, maybe point out a few things that maybe you didn't even realize you had going on. I'm not going to target anybody specifically, so don't worry. It's not like I have any listeners anyways if I did. You know, the three plays I got in my last one, thanks Mom. My last podcast, you know, probably, hopefully by the time you're listening to it, are up to 1,000,000 plays, but at the time of this recording, pretty much nobody listened to my last one, so. I'm just going to jaw about stuff that I know. So, pretty much on the marketing side of things, if you're trying to get serious and trying to break, as they say in the industry, some of the things you might need to have is a website and some social media followings. Not sure if you guys have these things or think about these things, but in business, in just everyday business, you know, people being able to find you is important. If you're on stage and you say, go check out my website, you know, or check me out online, you never know. Maybe 100 people show up to your website right there, subscribe to your stuff. Who knows? But I guess one of the main things for that, let's just organize this a little bit. Let's start off with the name of your band as far as marketing goes. I have become fans of several different bands that I had to Google 3 times how to spell their name. And you know, finally found them. But you know, if you are Superfalosa Raptor, whatever, nobody's gonna be able to look that up. We're Superfalosa Rapper. You know, nobody's gonna look that up. You're gonna be very difficult to find. Google is gonna be your friend. So if somebody's going to Google and typing in Superfalosa Raptor, they need to know how to spell it. And that's going to be a tricky one. Your better bet would be to be like Milk Jug and the Milk Duds. You know, somebody's going to be able to spell that. It probably wouldn't be the best one because people won't, you know, they probably won't find you. They'll probably find Milk Duds or, you know, so something a little less popular, but something easy to spell. That's, you know, that's 101 right there. You just got to have a band name that people can spell and find and be able to search you out. You know, we're not in the 60s anymore, 70s, 80s, where the internet didn't live. Everybody lives on their phone. All of your credibility is going to be instant when they find you online, boom. And if they can't find you because they can't spell your name, all right, I've gone on long enough. That's my rant on that. So, you have the perfect name. All right, step one, band name, perfect. Step two, all right, you have to have a website. You got to have a place where people can find you and find your social channels. So just having a Facebook page isn't the solution, because some people aren't on Facebook. A lot of the kids these days aren't on Facebook. And if Facebook decides to turn the lights off and no longer do business, you are no longer there. So you got to invest in something that you own, that you have control of, because, you know, Facebook goes away. If you have a website, you can tell people, hey, look me up on Facebook. Facebook's gone today. Well, we changed from Facebook to Twitter, so go on to our Twitter. At least you have a place to direct people to. So, have a website is number two. Good band name is number one. A website is number two. Doesn't have to be fancy. Just has to be a place where people can pretty much contact you if they want to book you for a gig. Maybe see some of your work, you know, maybe a video or something, which goes into my other piece. You should have a YouTube, but I'll get into that in a minute. So have yourself a place where they can contact you and a place where they can see your stuff and some place where they can see where you're going to play next, what albums you have, if you have any. So these are important things to have, but all at the hub, at your website. All Facebook, LinkedIn, if you use that, SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all of these point back to your website. They need to, and the website needs to be where all your content lives. Posting cool pictures on your Instagram is fine. Posting cool pictures on your Facebook is fine, but everything needs to lead back to your core hub, your website. So, easy to search name, website, and then social media links that all point back to your website so that you can deliver your content. Okay? Now, delivering your content is the next thing. So you need subscribers. So having subscribers on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, SoundCloud, these are going to be very important for your success. That way, when you launch a new album, when you launch a new t-shirt, you know, some merch, when you have an event you want people to show up to, most importantly, because you need to have people show up. When you have all that in place, you need to be able to distribute that. And so on top of this, you need to have a mailing list. So on your website, you need to be collecting email addresses. Everywhere you go, you need to be asking people for their email address. Because one thing that's going to be the thing that follows everybody is they may change from Twitter to Facebook, to Instagram, they stop using all of that. But they're not gonna change their email address. So your most valuable asset for that person is going to be their email address, for sure. So I know I'm hammering stuff that's really basic, but some guys might not know this. So again, in order, we have a good band name. If you don't have one of those, at least an easy to access website. And then social media links, and then followers and newsletter for distribution of your content. Next is going to be a merch store. You know, merch is so easy to set up these days and to link it. To your website, if not have it on your website. I mean, if you look, I just added a merch store, shameless plug, and I'm selling Gotta Rock gear, another shameless plug. So this is all in my website. You just go there, and I have it set up to where I don't do anything. I upload my little images and pick the products I want to sell it on. And then that's it. That's the last touch. my fans can go in and order, and that order is processed and delivered and just taken care of all together without anything from me. So that's really it was a great tool, is having merch. But again, if you look back at it, I'm telling you that I'm going through my website. So everything leads back to websites. So even this podcast as an example. So this podcast is all about my website. It's the title of my website. It's a marketing tool. If podcasts go away, then, you know, I'll just go to another avenue. But I direct everybody back to the website. I want everybody going back to my website to learn about me, my what's going on, my events, the bands I'm promoting. You know, so it's just really another tool. So it's my distribution. So if I have, like, I just launched merch. Now I'm talking about merch on my podcast. I'm going to be talking about merch on my newsletter, and I'm going to be talking about merch on my socials. So, you know, it's going to go everywhere. So the list again, good name, website as your hub, social media, newsletters to distribute your content, and places like YouTube and Spotify and different places to distribute content that you want people to see. You can also just embed all that content on your website after you publish it. So, I don't know. That's the basics there of your basic marketing. You know, get a merch store. People wearing your stuff, supporting your stuff. They help. That helps you get your name out a little bit more. People are like, oh, who's on that shirt? Oh, yeah, that band's pretty rad. So next would be, let's talk about work ethic. I think work ethic is important for a band in itself. All of the marketing pieces that you have in place have to do, you know, with you and your band and how you guys work together as a team. To really show your work ethic is going to be important for your success. People want to know about you, your day-to-days. If you're at a practice section, put your phone up and put the camera right at you guys jamming out, practicing. If you're hanging with one of your bandmates, pull the camera out and talk to your fans, tell them how much you appreciate them. Take a 5 second, you know, just take a few minutes and just tell all your fans, I appreciate you guys. We're working hard on our new thing. Or, hey, we haven't had an album come out. Or, hey, we're going to be performing here. Just anything. Take 5 seconds and post a video. Don't just do it by yourself. Do it with your bandmates. Do it with the people that are important around you, and get that content out. Make sure that stuff gets put on your website. You know, I would suggest opening a YouTube account if you don't have one, and just posting whatever videos you can, as much as you can. Post them to YouTube and Facebook and Instagram as much as you possibly can. This is free advertising for you. And then just distribute that content on your website and post links out across all your social media. Push that stuff out in newsletters. This is great newsletter content. If you don't have anything to say, sell, pitch, I'm going here, at least you can send out a newsletter to all your followers with a little 5 minute appreciation video telling them how much you appreciate them supporting you. So these little things will let people know that you're still relevant, you're active, and you're getting real personal with people. You know, to watch a video of somebody's pretty cold, you know, it's a cold call. If somebody's seen your video for the first time, they're like, oh yeah, you know, that's pretty rad, whatever. But if then they see a video of you going, oh yeah, me and my buddy, you know, me and my bandmate, Mr. Springsteen over here, Bruce Springsteen, we were out rocking this tour last week. We ended up hanging out with this other band, you know, just kind of giving some behind the scenes. Man, that
people start following you. They want to hear what you got going on. So just keep that in mind while you're walking around with that little phone you got in your hand. Snap a video that's relevant to your band. Make sure it's relevant to your band. Yes, posting up a picture of a taco is fine every now and again, whatever, but make it band related. Make it about your business. Keep it business. Mention you got merch every time if you sell merch. Oh yeah, by the way, support us, you know, by buying our merch, you know. We don't sell poser stuff out here. Or hey, you might look like a poser wearing our stuff, but you're supporting us, so just kind of, that helps us get to gigs and pays for gas and hotels and fees that we got to pay, so you know, it keeps us alive. That kind of stuff is super important to do. So that's marketing and a little bit of work ethic as far as the band's daily routine. You guys should just have a daily routine of trying to publish some kind of picture of you guys together. Can't be the same thing every day. Something new, you know. If you have a small house or a small backyard, you never leave. You know, you change, move your seat somewhere. Stand by, you know, take a picture by a tree. Go stand by somebody's Corvette. You know, find a mall. Do something, you know, out of the ordinary instead of the same old laying on your couch with your arm behind your head with your other arm extended taking the picture. You know, make it interesting and worthwhile. And whenever you're gigging, whenever you are, take a picture, take a video, grab a fan, have that fan boast about you, get pictures with fans and post them. Those are gems that you can't buy that stuff. I mean, of course, you can hire models and do all kinds of dumb stuff, but you can't buy a fan, you know. So if you can get a picture with a fan and post it up on your social, that fan is going to share that thing everywhere. If you get a picture with another band, you know, they'll share it everywhere. So these are just things that you should be doing on a regular if you're not already doing it. Take your phone out. Don't rely on other people to take a picture. Always ask for the picture. Always ask for the moment, because you know that handshake, that quick meet goes away. That picture gets circulated and is expanding your footprint. So that's all I got for today. I'll have more. I think I'm going to do a little bit of a marketing thing every now and again. Maybe some work ethic deals. You know, maybe some tips and tricks on you know, things you need to do as a band to be successful. You know, practicing more than once a month together. You know, you can't get serious at anything practicing once a month. You need to practice that every day. You need to be practicing every day, and you need to be setting up routines, practicing those routines every day, contacting people every day. So, or at least having a manager that's contacting people every day and snapping those pictures and doing, somebody has to be putting out content for you. Otherwise, you're not being heard. So, unless you're one of the lucky ones that just gets hurt, you know. So anyways, that's my little spiel, my splurge there. And I'll let you go. Make sure you check out gottarock.com. We got a bunch of new bands. We got The Suck going on, which is, you know, probably a horrible name. I'm trying to think of a better name for that. But pretty much, I got a whole bunch of bands that are asking me if they're any good. I just said, you know what, I'm going to put you in here, in the room, and let people let you know if you don't suck. So hopefully you, if you're added to there, just, you know, hope, tell your friends to vote, and maybe you will get the coveted title of They Don't Suck. So I think Enfold is still in there, but 90 Pound Wrench is coming up. They're coming up quick, so if either of you are listening, you better tell your friends to vote, because there's about to be a switch, I think. I think the title is going to be taken pretty soon. All right. Well, anyways, you guys have a good day. Keep on rocking the world, and make sure you visit godofrock.com.